In this bulletin, more than 1,300 Australians stranded overseas call for a change in the quarantine caps, restricting the number of people who can return home. Police in Victoria warn of arrests if planned anti-lockdown protests proceed. And in sport, Andrew Abdo appointed the permanent CEO of the National Rugby League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. More than 1,300 Australians are stranded overseas, and the number is growing every day. The numbers have been collected on a website, removethecap.com, begun by Australians stranded overseas to show the impact of restrictions on Australians wanting to return home. Nurse Jo Kneebone in Chile told SBS News she fears there's no way to come home.
We've just been informed that there are no repatriation flights out planned until possibly 2021. I'm a nurse, so I would actually like to get back to Australia to do my job and to help, because I know my colleagues are burnt out, they're short-staffed, but it looks as if the Australian government is not going to assist in any way.
Victoria Police Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius has defended the actions of police officers in arresting a pregnant woman for allegedly organising an anti-lockdown protest. 28-year-old Zoe Bula says she was fighting for human rights in organising a Facebook event asking people to meet in Ballarat in regional Victoria to protest against lockdown restrictions. She says she's now apologised for what she calls her bimbo moment after a video of her arrest, which she live-streamed, went viral. Assistant Commissioner Cornelius says that officers acted appropriately in making the arrest, and he warns those that plan to attend future protests also risk being arrested.
The key piece here is we're focusing on behaviour. And in this case, we're alleging that this individual engaged in serious criminal behaviour, inciting a public protest at a time when public protest is unlawful. And we've been very clear about that. And I'd say going forward, absolutely support my members in holding selfish people to account for committing such serious breaches of the Chief Health Officer directions.
The federal government has backed down from pushing through legislation to increase the fees of certain university degrees, instead referring the bill to a Senate inquiry. Under the changes announced back in June, university students will pay more than double the current fees to study an arts degree, but less to study nursing, teaching, mathematics and science. The National Tertiary Education Union has welcomed the move. Meanwhile, Wally Milmot, the president of the National Union of Students, says there are a number of concerns over the proposed plan.
The latest part of this is the barring of HECS to students who don't achieve well, which hurts, you know, students with disabilities, students who, you know, have limited financial access to study, things like that. So, like, there are so many parts of this bill that are so absolutely detrimental to the student body and have consequences that will hit generations of students.
In sport, South African-born accountant Andrew Abdo has been appointed the permanent chief executive of the NRL. He's been acting in the role since April when Todd Greenberg stepped down amid the fallout from the COVID-19 shutdown. Mr. Abdo says the appointment is an honour and a career highlight.
Accepting such a challenging role at such a challenging time is both daunting and exciting. Daunting because of the challenges that lie ahead for us, but exciting because I genuinely love this sport and I love working in rugby league, and it's given me and my family a life in Australia. And being able to work with such incredible people over such a challenging time has reinforced the spirit of rugby league.
Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman Peter Volandis says he believes Mr. Abdo could be the NRL's greatest CEO in its history.
Andrew has impressed the Commission while he's been the interim CEO. His commercial acumen, his calmness and his work ethic has been outstanding. We didn't need to look far, and I would say to you today, and I hope I'm right, and I know I'm going to be right, that Andrew will probably be the best CEO the NRL ever had.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, a possible shower and 21. Adelaide, a shower or two and 17 degrees. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy and 17. Similar conditions in Wollongong tomorrow, 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 23. Newcastle, a late shower or two, 26 degrees. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a possible shower, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.